Yerushalmi Kelayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Ayin Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Med Aleph, the top line. Afilu Havicha B'Dalasa B'Siloin. Had the tamer B'Siloin Shel Cheres or B'Siloin Shel Avar Einu Tzorech Ad Shei Sham Shloisha Tzvachim Afar Melamalam. The Mishnah taught that he shouldn't introduce her another seed, even inside a hollowed-out gourd or in a pipe. This is when the pipe wrapped around the vine is made from earthenware, so it doesn't prevent the kelayim from mixing. But if it's made from metal, one does not need to have three tochim of soil above it. Hevricha b'sela, hadadetema ba'adein salma ba'adein rechicha mishpat hi. The Mishnah taught there that if he was mavrichit into a rock, even if there are only three fingerprints on top of it, it's permitted to bring another seed there. This is when the rock is hard and doesn't allow roots to penetrate it. But if it's soft, it's penetrated by the roots. V'hai b'she'ein ha'rishon nirith, avalim hai ha'rishon nirith, noithin tishatvachim lakam, tishatvachim lakam. The Mishnah taught that a bent vine in a vineyard is measured from the second root. This is only when the first root is not visible, but if it is, one must distance six trochim from each of them. Tei lechashu kein, de taninan, de basa, de hamavrich, shlosha, gevanim, v'ikrihim, nirin, v'taniyala, b'medra amurim, le'inyan akerim, aval le'inyan avoida, noithin tishatvachim lakam, tishatvachim lakam. This is certainly true, as the next Mishnah teaches that one who was mavrich three vines and their original roots are also visible. They are treated like a vineyard with two rows of vines. And a brisa teaches that this is for the law of vineyards, as each vine comes out in two places, but for work access, each vine root is viewed as a single vine and requires six tefachim. We come on to the next Mishnah. Hamavrich shalosh gefonim v'ikrihim nirin. Reb Lazer, Reb Sadok, Oimer, Im Yesh Sham Beinayim, at Me'arba Amos, Vat Shmoina, Har Eilim Mitztarfois, Vim Lav, Eilim Mitztarfois. The Mishnah says that one who is Mavrich three vines and their original roots are also visible. Reb Lazer, Reb Sadok says that if they are between 4 and 8 Amos between them, they combine to be considered a vineyard and require work access separation before planting, and if not, they don't combine. Gevin to Yavsha, Asur, Ve'ena, Mekadeshus, if a vine dried out, it's still prohibited to plant nearby because of Maasa Ayin, but it doesn't prohibit the product if a person transgressed. Rav Meir Oimer, Aft Tzema Geffen Osa Veina Mekadesh. Rav Meir says the same law applies to planting near a cotton plant, since its leaves look like vine leaves, that it's rabbinically prohibited, but it doesn't prohibit if a person transgressed. Rav Lazar Rav Sadok Oimer Mishmoy Af Al Gabi HaGeffen Osa Veina Mekadesh. Rav Lazar Rav Sadok quoted Rav Meir saying that in the case of the previous Mishnah, of a person who was mavrich a vine, that if there aren't three tefachim of earth on top of it, he also shouldn't plant above the vine, but it doesn't prohibit if he transgressed. Elu asurim b'le mekadshim, moisa chorban akerem, moisa mechol akerem, moisa piskei oris, moisa apifrius. In the following cases, prohibited to plant, but it doesn't prohibit if he transgressed. In the added distance required for a karachas, which is a patch in order to be able to plant, although 4 amos around it should have been enough, the Mishnah earlier said, it brought a machloikis as to whether it must be 16 or 24 amas. Similarly, in the added distance of a mecholakerim, which is the perimeter area between the vineyard and its fence, if there aren't 12 amas over there, one may not plant even though there are 4 amas. And in the added distance of an aris, which is the Mishnah earlier, the gaps in an aris must be a little over 8 amas. And in the added area, added distance of an apifrois, which a lattice work that supports a vine. Avar tachas hagefen, vavirs hagefen, v'aba amas shebekerem, but if one plants under a vine that spreads over seeds, or within the 6 tefach work axis of a vine, or within 4 amos of a vineyard, they prohibit and they have to be burnt. And the Gemara says, Amar Blaza, halacha, k'tvav meyehi, this halacha, that if a vine dried out, it's still prohibited to plant nearby, this follows Rabbi Meir, whose opinion the Mishnah continues to bring. Nicha b'sisva, Ava b'kaita. The Gemara asks, this is understandable in the winter that there could be a problem with Maasa Ayin, as living vines appear lifeless. But in the summer, when it's clear that the vine is dead, what's the problem? If asrin demasran taufeyem afilu bekaita, the Gemara answers there are some places where the leaves fall off from the vines, even in the summer, the person might think that the dried out vine is still alive.